This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers hauling stuff in and out of the zone of supplies, hurricane supplies, as well as our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys taking gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon folks working the warehouse and working the truck side, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain and S in the middle, America, all lowercase, all one word. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have to offer. And joining us right now from California, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And don't forget, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, apparently Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, the Republican who is defending her Staten Island House seat, took it away from a guy that had it forever, a Democrat by the name of Max Rose, who, by the way, is running again. She currently leads him by 6 points, right?
That's right, yep.
What do you think if you're a fly on the wall?
Well, I think that the things happening around us are very powerful. I think the reality that people perceive is incredibly important. And I think we'll go way, way, way beyond the messaging that Democrats have, whether or not through their campaigns or through some of those carrying the water in the media.
Well, the race for New York's 11th Congressional District, which also covers sections of southern Brooklyn, is the city's most competitive House race this fall. And she does have an advantage right now. She's been doing a good job, and she's been trying to help the constituents as best she could by trying to keep the price of fuel down and trying to get things under control, which, to her credit, she's in an area where most people don't really care. They'll take all the free stuff they can get.
Well, sure. But, of course, I think people are really going, they're looking at their budgets, you know, and that's a general term, I know, but they're looking at how much they have to spend in order to, you know, to put food on the table or make the choices, the important choices they have to make between what food they're going to buy
okay.
and what else they're going to spend their money on.
California is a high-dollar state, so is New York, right?
Of course, yeah.
What's the price of gasoline right now in California?
Well, it does vary, but I've seen it almost as high as $7 a gallon, or approaching that. Down the street from me, it's about $6.39 a gallon.
Okay, and I'm complaining about gasoline that went from $3.05, $3.09, up to $3.39, $3.49 in the last few days.
Right. Well, but it's going back up again at an alarming rate. I don't know how the Democrats at the national or state or local level can possibly tell you, don't worry, you know, it's
all
okay.
Don't worry. Putin's doing this. It's all Putin. You got to blame this on Putin.
It's the Putin gas tax. And so, and by the way, there's a corollary to that, too. It's not only the Putin price hike, but if you have to go out and spend your money on gasoline at that level because you're helping defend Ukraine, evidently, by buying higher-priced gasoline.
That's nuts.
Right. But they tell you anything so that if you complain about the fact that gas is skyrocketing, that you're somehow anti-democracy or you're not really fighting for rights or stuff like that. But people, they see through this stuff and they don't believe it.
Yeah, that is just absolutely crazy.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay. Well, good luck to Nicole. We hope that she wins your seat. Of course, at the president's direction, the Department of Energy will deliver another 10 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to the market next month as part of a historic 180 million barrel release the president ordered back in March, and the president will continue to direct the SPR releases as necessary. Now, you know, it's the Strategic Oil Reserve, right, Kyle?
Right, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, yes.
Not the Political Oil Reserve. What am I failing to miss here?
Well, Captain, what's happening, of course, they're not replacing it. We have no plan whatsoever to put it all back.
Of course not.
We can get caught in a real emergency. Right, yeah, we could get caught in a real emergency. And you know who's applauding this more than anybody? The Beijing and Moscow, I'm sure. Yay, because they're getting rid of their resources that they'd have to use in an emergency.
Yep, and folks, pay attention. I'm only going to say this once. Where are the highest gas prices, Kyle?
Where's that? At least in California, I know.
In the blue states. Name a blue state, you'll find the highest gas prices. The lowest gas prices are in the red states. What's that tell you?
No kidding.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren and myself, too, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, God bless America is what he meant to say. And thank you very much, Jeff, for doing that. Next time, don't hold your breath at the end. By the way, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and company. And Mike is alive and well and in business. Got a whole bunch of new products, a new product line over there. Got some new products in after having that bang-up sale all summer long. He's still got some things for sale, and he's still giving away the farm on some items. The only way you'll find out what he's up to is if you go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Lister Specials page. That's right there. Yep. Radio Lister Specials page. Type in the word, your promo code would be Captain. Type in the word Captain and go in there and see what you're going to be able to get and how much money you're going to be able to save. Now, I will tell you that many of the items are two-thirds to 75 to 80% in terms of savings in there. And the slippers, for example, the new all-season slippers, you're going to love them. And also the towels. And the pillow is down to $19.88 for the standard size My Pillow. $19.88. Save you a bunch of money there and get yourself a great pillow. Get you at that kind of price, right? There you go. So the phone number, if you want to call and talk to a live person, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call that number. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in Lake Flynn, and take a look at what you can get. Also, whatever you buy, you're going to get Mike Lindell's free book given to you with a purchase. Whatever you buy, you're going to get Mike Lindell's free book. So that's MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, and enjoy your shopping privilege at MyPillow.com. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we certainly have plenty to talk about, but this one thing that really kind of trips my trigger, I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1963. I remember where I was. I was in high school. I remember where I was. I remember practicing the drills because we were all under the threat that, oh, we're gonna get nuked, and oh, it's gonna be nuclear war, and you have to learn how to survive. And if you get under your desk and put your hands over your head and look down at the floor, you'll be fine. Really? Really?
Yeah.
We did that, believe it or not, like a bunch of damn fools, but we did it.
Well, and of course, the Cuban Missile Crisis, in and of itself, you know, was very different than what the capabilities would be just several years later. But at that point, Russia backed down, the Soviet Union backed down. There were also some other back channel things that were happening at that time. But Kennedy showed resolve, and the world was literally on the brink. But right now, Captain, we've got President Biden saying, well, this is the worst since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I'm bewildered as to why they want to talk this kind of thing up. And we're actually hearing talk about, well, this could escalate to a nuclear confrontation. The President of the United States needs to be doing everything to turn this off as fast as possible.
Right.
And one wonders why he's not really doing that. Because
he's trying to play tough guy.
I suppose so. But honestly, and we could see this coming. We saw this coming since day one.
Yep.
Because we knew it, and this goes back even, Captain, back to the old time with the Soviet Union. If the U.S. and the Soviet Union ever fought, one side would start to lose sooner or later, and then it would escalate to a nuclear confrontation. That's why you always had to keep it at bay and not go to war in the first place.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Now, folks, waiting for us in Iran, shredding their headscarves, are teenage girls who are at the forefront of the Iranian protests, and some of them are being arrested, some of them are being beaten up, some are being dragged away, and some of them are running away to fight another day. What is going on in Iran right now?
Well, I think it's an awakening, and I think it's something, you know, you can't keep suppressing people, and I think this is, you know, eventually we'll perhaps see a similar thing in North Korea someday, but you can't keep suppressing people in the way that we've seen the Islamic Republic of Iran doing. It's not going to work in perpetuity. We're going to see what's happening just like we are right now.
Now, George Soros has the Open Society Foundation, correct?
Right.
And he has a number of wings of that, correct?
Right.
Well, he has apparently doled out millions of dollars to left-wing immigration groups trying to get more of these illegals here into the country by whatever schemes or means that they have to do that on both sides of the fence, not just the Mexican border with the United States, but also the Canadian border with the United States. You knew that, right?
Well, sure. Well, but again, it's the destabilization efforts by these left-wing organizations and these people like Soros who want to support that, because it's not orderly. It doesn't build up the country. It actually creates these crises. And we see exactly, by the way, we see exactly what the liberal left thinks of people who have come across the border illegally. If you bust them or fly them on an airplane to Cape Cod, for example, then we get exactly what the liberals really think of people who come across the border. Unfortunately, Captain, I think it takes these kinds of quote stunts to really get the message across. But I do think the good news is people see, oh, okay, yeah, this makes a lot of sense, what the Governor DeSantis or Governor Abbott were doing, because it does point out the problem in a very unique way.
Now, if you think that we're having problems here in the United States not being able to meet our military recruitment goals, for example, the Army's off by 25% this year, I heard a story on the newscast. I made a comment to you about it because I think you heard it too. And that was, there was this island in the Bering Sea in Russia. and it normally had just a few hundred people on it, right?
Right.
Well, now it's got several thousand people on it because that's where the people that are trying to get away from the military draft are going, so that they get totally away from the Russian mainland, and they're hoping that the Russians won't follow them over there.
Well, right. I think it's a real indictment of Vladimir Putin's war, the fact that the people aren't supporting it. They don't believe in it. They don't want the special military operation to be successful, and they don't want to die. I mean, it's all those things.
Well, that's true. They don't want any part of it. So this is kind of like, well, for lack of better words, this is kind of like their Vietnam.
Well, right, in the sense that you're seeing a swelling of distaste of it in the Russian homeland, basically. But of course, Putin runs a very different kind of country than the United States of America, and I think you'll see him try to crack down in some pretty bad ways.
Now we have a real big problem because week after week, news that vast amounts of fentanyl, amounts that could kill millions of Americans, have shown up at the United States after crossing the southern border. And millions of undocumented immigrants, some 4.4 million of them to be exact, have illegally, and I do mean illegally, made the trek into the land of the free since President Biden stepped into office. And people like Vice President Kamala Harris and our Representative Val Demings, a Democrat of Florida down in Orlando, swear that the border is secure. What am I failing to miss here?
You're not missing anything. The border is not secure. They say that, or they say that, Nancy Pelosi the other day said the president will, you know, it's his job to secure the border. I'm just paraphrasing, and he's going to do that. They just say stuff like that because they just think people will hear it on social media.
Well,
and go, okay, good. They're doing their job.
The people here in Florida, and Val Demings is running against Marco Rubio for the Senate. Val Demings said, no, we do not have open borders. Well, tell that to the families of those who have overdosed, those who have died, and to the law enforcement officers whose colleagues have been killed by criminals in the line of duty. Tell it to them.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And another issue about the fentanyl as well, Captain, is we're starting to hear about spiking of Halloween candy,
yep,
of other things that look like it would be Halloween candy, for example, but it really has fentanyl in it. And so parents especially have to be incredibly careful this Halloween season, no doubt about it.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to head to the bottom of the hour and a break at the bottom of the hour, and I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Just getting good. Just getting good.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News.
Two Russian men arrived by boat on a remote Alaskan island and requested political asylum. The men claimed they fled Russia to avoid being enlisted into the Russian army to fight in Ukraine. The Biden administration will reroute passengers coming to the U.S. who have been in Uganda to 5 airports for additional health screenings, where the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Homeland Security's Customs and Border Protection will conduct the screening. As an Ebola outbreak in the East African nation widens, the Ebola outbreak in Uganda has killed 29 people as of October 5th. No suspected or confirmed cases of Ebola have been reported in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
All right, we're talking about Dr. Bill Spiropoulos, and Dr. Bill Spiropoulos is my specialist when it comes to my ankle and my foot. He is a wound care specialist, and his practice is Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, located over on 38th Avenue North in St. Pete, just down the road from the hospital. And you can reach him by calling 727-896-4615. Now, he specializes in wound care of the leg and the foot. He also specializes in diabetic foot care, limb salvage, general podiatry. And the thing that you're going to want to check on is the hyperbaric oxygen treatment. That's the new treatment that will work. You don't know until you try it. If you're having problems, that's the place to go. Believe me when I tell you. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Mr. Kyle Warren, how the heck are you?
Doing great, Captain.
All righty, let's continue our discussion. Now, we were talking about Marco Rubio and his opponent, Val Demings, and the fact that she was very quick to point out that the border is secure. And
Marco Rubio says, wait a minute. Tell that to the families of those who have overdosed with fentanyl and to the law enforcement officers whose colleagues have been killed by criminals in the line of duty that have been either transporting fentanyl or high on something that's come from across the border. And she really, being a former chief of police in Orlando, it's just proving to me that she didn't know what the hell she was doing.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the ridiculous statements like the border is secure and this kind of thing, anybody, any reasonable person, I think that's a good phrase, any reasonable person would look at the border and say, no, that's not secure. Mm-hmm. You can have different political ideas about how you think the border should operate, for example, mm-hmm. but and nobody could say it's secure.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a brouhaha, a certain amount going on here in a chain of tweets that's coming out from the Miami Herald, who's citing Lee County as having issued evacuation orders more than 12 hours after other counties did. Specifically, the Herald referenced Pinellas and Hillsborough counties, where I'm sitting right now, evacuation orders, both of whom issued orders 13 and 17 hours prior to Lee County's own, respectfully. Well, the reason for that is because where was the storm going?
Well, initially they thought it was going to head directly for Tampa.
And that's what everybody said, correct?
That's right. Those were the models. Yeah.
So they forgot about Fort Myers. They forgot about Punta Gorda. They forgot about Port Charlotte. Yeah, they were going to be in the right side of the storm, but they were going to get a glancing blow. I remember all the discussions about it. Well, that's not what happened. Instead, they got shellacked.
They did, and you'll find as well that people in the Fort Myers area and so forth would have looked at this and probably were looking at this to a great degree, the fact that they've never had such a devastating blow by a hurricane in memory, basically. It's happened in the history, I know. I think most people were thinking it was heading north up the coast to Tampa.
So they're trying to make this look right now as if somehow or another Ron DeSantis and his people didn't get it right, which is not working because nothing that they're saying is true. Nothing. And it can be proven.
Well, that's right. And it unfortunately, what we see, though, of course, is that hurricanes, like any other storm, can be very unpredictable.
They go where they want to go, not where you think they're going to go.
Precisely. That's why, of course, so many people left, especially along Fort Myers Beach and so forth. So a lot of people did get out, a lot of people on Sanibel Island, for example, they stayed because, again, I think they were under the impression that this has never really hit like this before, so it's probably going to be the same this time.
Yeah, right. Well, the assumption that Hispanic voters, by the way, embrace a policy of unrestricted immigration is now proven to be false, as is the belief that Latinos uncritically support the Democratic Party. They most certainly do not.
No, in fact, what the Democrat Party does is they count on monolithic, you know, this perception that certain groups, ethnic groups, racial groups, social groups, that they are somehow monolithic in their undying, unwavering support for all things Democrat Party. It's just not the way that it is. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot of Hispanics, even here in California, and I speak with them from time to time, people who are Hispanic. They don't like the idea of unfettered, unregulated, illegal border crossings, you know, because so many people have worked so hard, and they may have come here and immigrated from another country, Mexico or some other country, in South America, this kind of thing, and they don't want somebody else to come in and just leapfrog over them. They've worked very hard to get what they want in the sense of living the American dream. And that's what really unites us, isn't it, Captain?
Yeah.
The idea of what America really means. Yeah.
Now, October is a month that just won't quit. And another piece of big news got dropped yesterday. According to KFAB, a local news station in Nebraska, Republican Senator Ben Sasse is set to announce that he's resigning his post as a U.S. Senator to do what, I say? Take over the University of Florida.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Well, it will be interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you think he's seeing handwriting on the wall, or he believes that his time is just kind of already spent now as a senator? I know he was very critical of Trump, as
well. Well, first of all, he's coming to Florida, which is where Donald Trump lives, so he's going to have to behave himself to a certain degree. He's coming to an area in Florida where Donald Trump is extremely strong in support. So, again, he's got to be careful what he says and how he says it. So I don't know what he's thinking, but I know he's going to make a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Good gig if you can get it. Yeah.
Now, President Joe Biden took steps yesterday to overhaul the U.S. policy on marijuana by pardoning thousands of people with federal offenses for simple marijuana possession and initiating a review of how the drug is classified. Now, right away, right off the bat, guess who said that they weren't going to do anything at all? It's going to stay the way it was in their state. Guess what governor said that?
Well, let's see. I'm going to guess either DeSantis or Abbott.
Greg Abbott.
All right.
DeSantis
cool.
didn't say anything yet, but Abbott did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but isn't this kind of pandering? I mean, is this what the Democrat Party really thinks is the most important problem that needs to be addressed at this moment?
Yeah.
Because I think there's part of the desperation. In fact, Captain, here in California, they're starting to send out the gas rebate checks or depositing them into people's accounts because they need to buy some votes. They got to make sure that everybody is on board with the Democrats are doing something for me, I guess.
Okay. Well, wait till you hear this one. In Georgia, the current governor, Mr. Kemp, leads Stacey Abrams by 5 percentage points. They're getting the message in Georgia.
That is amazing. That is really
good. She is absolutely the wrong person that you could put into office based on everything that she said and everything that she's done. She would. And by the way, she is the person that cost the All-Star baseball game to Georgia with millions of dollars in revenue lost.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And I hope voters remember that and they realize, you know, what her thing is all about here. You know, what her whole thrust is. Yeah.
Did you hear about the Sanibel Causeway Bridge here in Florida?
I know that. I believe that they're starting to get something put together.
No, they got it fixed. They got it temporarily fixed with the United States Army Corps of Engineers. They were able to get it open and get stuff moving again, back and forth between the mainland and the island, which is something that needed to be done. I saw some public trucks going across with water and some other supplies, and that was a great thing to see.
It really is, because that is a key element. You can get to the island by boat, but it's not going to be practical on large scales. So to be able to have an actual road to bring trucks in on is a miracle. That's great.
3 days it took for them to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to do more to get it fixed? Sure. But that's a temporary solution. Are they going to continue to work while they got the one part of the bridge open? So kudos to the Florida Department of Transportation, United States Army Corps of Engineer group, as well as anybody else that was involved in that one. Kudos to them. Showed how it can be done. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming back your way.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We'll be right back.
Kyle. Who is that mass group?
Oh, that's Bachman Turner Overdrive.
You ain't seen nothing yet. What year was that?
You know, I'm going to...
Oh, wait a minute. I got 1974.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I'll tell you this. I think I hear some cowbell in there, Captain. And
yeah.
If there's one thing we need is more cowbell, that's for sure.
Well, the Rays weren't around then, so we can't blame them for it. Because we have plenty of cowbell when the Rays are playing at home. By the way, Rays today in Cleveland, I believe it's a noontime game. They start out their playoffs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
very
Tampa
cool.
Bay Rays. So looking forward to seeing what's going to happen there. Now, on the other hand, take it away out west, tell us what's going on, because you look like the Maytag repairman out there.
Well, fortunately, Captain, we don't have a whole lot of weather alerts to tell our drivers and our friends out west tonight, but we do have a dense fog advisory. This is going to be in the area of Cheyenne, Wyoming. This is going to be, if you're up near Wheatland on I-25 heading south towards Cheyenne, you've got the dense fog. It's going to go out a little bit east of there as well, not quite to Pine Bluffs, but you're going to, if you go west on I-80, by the time you get to Laramie, you should be coming out of it, but the definitely dense fog is nothing to sneeze at there. Frost advisory in southern Colorado near Alamosa, and then also, of course, we have the rain on the map tonight. It's changed just a little bit, dissipated a little bit since last hour, but we still have rain across I-10 near Lordsburg. That's on the New Mexico side of the border between Arizona and New Mexico. We still got rain that's east of Roswell, and also we've got rain up near Santa Rosa, and actually it looks like it's coming down pretty good in that area right now, extending a little bit south of there. So be careful out there.
Well, here we go. Weather changed since last hour, and we got more freeze advisories out there. North and South Dakota, we got a freeze advisory across both of your states, both up there on I-94 and I-90, and I-29, so be advised of that. That extends over into the southwestern corner of Minnesota and the northwestern corner of Iowa, but over in the southeastern corner of Minnesota, you have a freeze warning that takes you in a straight line across to Lake Michigan, right? Straight across the central part to include Madison, Wisconsin. So you got a freeze warning there. Also down the Iowa line, Bettendorf down to Missouri. The freeze warning goes right down into Missouri, and then you got a frost advisory for the Ozarks down there in Missouri coming across I-44. And you've got a frost watch for the rest of Iowa and the rest of Illinois. In the meantime, central Michigan tonight, you have a frost advisory and a frost warning for the central part of Minnesota. So that must mean that our little buddy up there, LJ, has probably got a log on the fire, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yep. And then you got, Indiana, frost watch across most of Indiana, except the southwestern corner down there by Kentucky, where you have a frost warning. A lower part of Ohio tonight, down around Cincinnati, down into West Virginia, you have a frost warning down there, and a frost watch up above there, up to the lake. In addition, taking a look at the rest of Kentucky and West Virginia, a lot of frost watches scattered through the mountainous areas there. And we do have an area, looks like where we've got some flooding maybe, low flooding in the southern part of New Jersey. And that would not surprise me based on everything that's been going on there for the past several days. And other than that, things aren't looking all that bad coming on down to the south and the southeast. Got a couple of areas in Georgia where we might have some water still up over the banks of some of those smaller rivers and streams. And, of course, over in Texas tonight, we do have an area there where we have a poor air advisory, again, from San Antonio down towards Laredo. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, you want to join the My Rewards Plus app at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline between now and October 31st. And also for pro drivers, it's Driver Appreciation Month. They've got special rewards for you as well in the My Rewards Plus app. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And how can we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to Kyle Warren Show. www.thecaptainsamerica.com.
All right, and they can hear you here six nights a week right here in hour number one and hour number two. So there you go. All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you tonight on the weekend show.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we are going to go right back to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, real quick. Hunter Biden, they say he's going to be indicted, but the more you look at the story and the more you look at what's going on, it's an older story from back in the spring. Number one, they've revitalized it. Number two, and yeah, he probably will be indicted, but not until after the election.
Correct.
So carry on. What else is going on with this? They're just trying to scare somebody? What are they doing?
Well, you know, this is interesting because it is a felony to have a leak go to the media like this.
Yep.
So somebody at the Department of Justice contacted the Washington Post, which is where the story began.
Yeah.
And the charges are tax evasion and the fact that he lied on
a gun application.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So now the question is, is there going to be a deal offered? What kind of a deal will it be? And would they necessarily up the game? Now, this would be happening out of Delaware,
mm-hmm.
of which the Biden clan certainly has a lot of influence in the state of Delaware.
Yep.
So, this one to me is the small one of the issues that Hunter Biden has, because you got the FARA violations, the Foreign Agent Registration Act violations, and a couple of others. Obviously, when it comes to the fraud and whatnot, and selling access to federal government, and so forth and so on. So I'm not jumping up and down and getting terribly excited on all of this one,
mm-hmm.
On these two charges.
No, well, like I said, this is something that we knew about earlier, and they just decided to bring it up again for whatever strange reason.
Yeah, somebody leaked something.
To be continued. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere. We shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.